Tim Reed, the president and CEO of Northlands. Tim, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Tim, big news, and I know I've been hearing rumblings of this for quite some time. We've talked about Rexall. They're going to renovate and have the six rinks. I saw the renderings. They look fantastic. It looks good. I guess so. Give us a breakdown on how, like, is this like a goal 100%, or is this just the goal?
This is just the goal, and in fact, it's the first conversation of the goal. And so what we did today is the community's been asking us for a plan around the future of Rexall Place, but more importantly, a concept around what is Northlands going to do for the future of Northlands. And so today we rolled out three really cornerstone projects to the development of Vision 2020, as we've called it, one of them being the conversion of Rexall Place to the Northlands Ice Coliseum, the Northlands Urban Festival site and event site, and obviously the retrofit of Hall B. And so we're excited to share, but today's the start of a conversation. It's not the end.
Tim, there's a lot of exciting ideas floating around out there. I think there's obviously a lot of innovative thinking going on with your group. I've got to be honest, though. While I think the Coliseum renovation plan is innovative, the surprise in this for me, given how it's been for many, many years, is the horse racing end of it. To me, Northlands and horse racing have gone hand in hand for so long. It surprises me. Tell me how you came to the decision you've come to on that.
Well, when Rogers Place opens up in the city of Edmonton, we will have a new and revitalized downtown with a fantastic world-class arena. But the realities of that decision is that it changed the economics of Northlands. And through that, we had to look at opportunities to revitalize ourselves. And quite candidly, we had to find new revenue sources and profit sources. And one of the areas that we realized that was 52 acres of land that was adjacent to one of the nicest parks in the city of Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, our closest point of the property to downtown was the current site of horse racing. When we look at the horse racing industry and the opportunity for growth, what we've realized is the highest and best use for that site may have been something alternative to horse racing. And so the concept around it is we've been in horse racing since 1957. We had to take a deep, hard look at that business. And the board of directors, with the full support and guidance, I think, of our administration, is making the decision that 2016 will likely be our last year in racing, and we'll use the site for alternative uses.
Now, I've heard that a facility could house up to 100,000 people for concert venues. Is that accurate?
It is. So what we've realized in the city is outdoor entertainment is growing. It's growing not only in our city, but within the province and the nation and globally. And people want that outdoor experience around music primarily. And so we've built a site that is scalable from 30,000 seats to 100,000 seats.
That's a very interesting concept. Tim, that's a lot of scale. We're obviously talking a lot of portable seating and movable seating. Have you got any kind of plans in the forms of blueprints or concept sketches at this point on how that would work?
We do, actually. And the brilliant opportunity, and I think why we as Northlands were drawn to it, is the fact that you don't need a lot of portable seating. What you actually do is you need to move the stage further or closer away from the fixed venue. And we already have the fixed venue. Hmm. We have a fantastic grandstand with large indoor space that could be used as premium seating. And as we all know, in the sporting market and the entertainment market, it's your premium seats that you need right now to make the business model make sense. And we have that at Northlands Park. And so our idea is actually to build the sight lines off the existing structure at Northlands Park and provide fixed locations with power services, essentially water and electrical, and a concrete slab that would facilitate a 30,000-seat spectator audience, a 60,000-seat, a 90,000-seat, and beyond.
Tim Reid, president and CEO of Northlands, joins us. Tim, what about Hall D and the Expo Center, formerly the Agricom, or here to make it a concert venue? Also some rumblings that maybe could it house hockey, or is there even an ice plant that's workable?
So it definitely could house hockey as we move forward. What we heard through the Rexall Place discussion was there was a need in the community for a 5,000-seat venue. There was an interest and there was an opportunity. And that it was a market that wasn't currently being serviced within the city of Edmonton. And so we looked at the value of scaling down Rexall to be 5,000 seats. And quite frankly, it was just a waste of space and it was going to cost a lot of money. And then we found ourselves looking at Hall D. And the challenge we've had with Hall D for a long time is not the space. In fact, the space is in a great location. It's the fact that it's an old building with an old roof design, designed at a time where you didn't rig shows in the ceiling and it couldn't fly very much in the trussing. So what we realized is if we actually just took the roof right off the building, built it out by about 16 meters, we could put a number of suites in there. We could put up to 5,000 seats, and we could have a really fantastic mid-sized entertainment and sporting venue. And so could it receive things like hockey? Yes, it could. Could it receive things like lacrosse in the future? It definitely could. And we think there's a fairly strong 5,000-seat concert market in Edmonton right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've got that, I guess, niche for, you know, some bands come in, look, they're not going to fill Rexall Place or the new arena downtown or the 30,000 seats you might have outside. 5,000 is plenty, and there's a lot of acts that come through Edmonton right now that play at other venues where 5,000 is right on the money, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think what we've realized through this is we've always said, this is not about competing anymore. This is about looking at opportunity and needs in the city and how we could deliver it. And the really exciting part for us about this development is we think it meets a niche market, but it also enhances the current property that is the Edmonton Expo Center, which is really one of the premier conference, convention, and trade facilities in all of Western Canada. And so it takes a great facility and makes it that much better.
Tim Reid joins us. Tim, so the vision, how does it become reality?
So we have a date set with council on March the 15th. And then with intent, our rollout today, we launched a public survey. We will begin hosting open stakeholder meetings. We've opened a site at Northlands in the Expo Center where people can wander through the designs and provide their feedback. And so for the next 4 weeks, we're going to have a conversation with the community. And how does it go from a vision to a reality? Well, basically, we talk about it. And we want the community to give us their feedback on what they like and what they don't like. If they like it, we'll start looking at where we can finance this, where we can find funds, and how we could privately finance some of these opportunities. And ultimately, we'd like to be in a position when we stand before council in March to say, we've had some ideas, communities participated. We think we need to go to a deeper level of discussion on how we make some or all of these ideas a reality. And I think it's important to note that this is not a do it all or get nothing. I think if the community says, hey, we like pieces of this, we don't like other elements, we as Northlands want to listen.
So if people come to and there's a big backlash, we don't want you to get rid of horse racing, is there a chance that horse racing can stick around in 2017? Like, when do you have to make that decision to be on the circuit?
So the negotiation that's happening right now between Horse Racing Alberta and the province is related to a memorandum of agreement that has to be renewed by the last day of March.
Okay.
And so the real trigger for the future of horse racing is really outside of the hands of Northlands, because the province and Horse Racing Alberta have to come into agreement. And we believe that that's progressing, and it sounds like it's progressing favorably, but we don't know. And so ultimately there's a decision that could be made for us. But what we've said to HRA is we'd like to work to celebrate horse racing throughout the course of this year, and we'd like to transition out before the last day of 2016. And so is there a potential that we would change those timelines? Yeah, without doubt. Great thing about having an idea is that we can always change that idea if the public suggests that we've got it wrong, or quite frankly, if the economics of the scenario change. If all of a sudden horse racing attendance goes way up and the gaming business is healthier than it's ever been, there may be a behalf of our board to change our thinking.
Tim, the multiple sheets in old Rexall Place makes sense in a lot of ways, getting all those rink hours under one roof. Reading between the lines on some of the things Don Iveson said, it sounds like there's some infrastructure there that could be closed. I don't know if property sold, but makes sense to centralize it. There may be some aging facilities. Have you looked at what might need to be replaced that would make your idea attractive in that sense?
Well, the one thing that we can say is the City of Edmonton, to their credit, have a very strong vision for arenas in between now and 2019. And so what you will find in that document is essentially we need six arenas before 2019. But we also need a plan for a number of facilities that are old single sheets or old twin sheets that are going to need to go through an incredible amount of revitalization to make them happen. And what we know about this development and why we think it's worth considering for discussion as part of Vision 2020 is we know that the pricing is reasonable compared to building new. And we also know that the economies of scale by putting six arenas or seven arenas potentially in one site give the community great operating efficiencies. And the other aspect to that I don't think we can overlook is because of the shape of Rexall Place, you end up gaining considerable additional real estate within that building that you could use to sell as lease property on the market, which generates reasonable cash flow.
So you're talking putting restaurants and businesses in there. And is there any way, Tim, if you're going to have a facility, is it a chance to have healthy food options?
Yeah, I think obviously we're a long ways from that discussion. What we know is we've got space. And what we know is I think we've got a model that could drive real tourism revenue with over 70,000 visitation nights a year.
Now, the renderings, and I might have missed it, so it had the six. You mentioned possibly seven. Will there be any other athletic facilities in there outside of the actual rink surfaces, which could, of course, be home for indoor soccer, lacrosse, or hockey?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the way that we've looked at it. Although we focused on winter sports, so this is about hockey, figure skating, sledge hockey, on-ice activities primarily. A rink is 200 by 85, and so it's 18,000 square feet of concrete slab. And what we've seen from other communities is you can put portable basketball courts in or portable volleyball courts in or badminton courts. And so we think this, depending on how we would like to use it or quite frankly how the winter sports are programmed, this could be a great tournament site for a multitude of major tournament hostings within in our community, not just hockey or perhaps figure skating events.
Tim, we appreciate the rundown. So March, I guess, is the next step with City Council to see if it goes further.
Well, and I would say that the conversation needs to start today. And I really can't thank the media enough for the positive support that they've shown. But we want to encourage Edmontonians to give us their thoughts. And so come down to the building between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. and see the images and the renderings and ask some questions. Or log on online, and we've got a great website off the Northland site. The city has it posted as well, but go check it out and get some additional detail and tell us what you have to say.
Tim, we appreciate it. It should be very interesting. If the vision comes through, it'll be a huge boon for our city. Thanks for your time.
We agree. Thanks so much. Have a great day.